British Sky Broadcasting presents a Touchstone picture in association with Jerry Bruckheimer Films, Coyote Ugly. Daytime. A train passes behind a pizza parlour. A caption reads South Amboy, New Jersey. Two men sit talking inside eating pizza. A young blonde girl serves the customers.
When do you like ever realize the truth, Vince? I ate 9 pies and a meatball hero in 1 hour. That's a record.
It wasn't 9 pies, it was 8. You got 2 slices of mushroom on the last tray.
Violet.
You guys, it was 6 pies, no hero. I had to call the paramedics to pump your stomach, and it was 3.5 years ago. When are you guys going to talk about something else?
When someone comes through that door and breaks the record, then we'll stop talking about the subject.
Enjoy your pie, guys. Last one all over, sir.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Get it, Pete. I'm not doing it.
It's a tradition. Sign a card.
The girl signs her clocking in card. She writes her name, Violet Sanford.
I got it, folks. I got the first autograph.
Hey, hey Violet. Hey.
All right. Violet's on her way to the wall. That's 20 years of girls leaving town.
That wall is jinxed. I won't sit near that wall.
Let's hope you have better luck than they did.
Ladies and gentlemen. As you all know, my best friend, Violet Sanford, has decided to leave South Amboy tomorrow and travel the 42 miles to New York City. So, okay, come on, bring her up here, girls.
Come on, come on.
At the Port Amboy bowling alley, Violet's friends push her on stage.
Come on, everyone. Hey, Violet, come on, come up here. Now, I think it's only fair that tonight, on her last night here with us in Jersey, she grace us with a little tune.
No way!
Surrounded by her friends, the clearly embarrassed Violet sings, I Will Survive. As a beat kicks in, she relaxes and moves to the music. The crowd cheer and applaud. The next day, Violet is cooking breakfast at home.
Look at this. 4 people killed last night in New York. No reason at all. Police have no leads. Tragic.
Dad, what are you doing?
I guess 4 out of 7 million ain't so bad. Headline should read, Millions Survive Night in New York.
Gotta stop. I get the point here.
It's your eggs.
They're not eggs. They're egg whites, and I'd rather eat the carton.
You've already lost 6 pounds. You're staying on this diet. No fast food, no sausage. Oh, and I bought you some of those Lean Cuisine meals, and I put them in the freezer.
My mouth is watering already.
And I lined your vitamins up on the counter.
I don't take vitamins.
You do now. Just take them. Oh, and I put fresh batteries in the TV remote and set the VCR timer so that you can watch.
Excuse me. Am I missing something here? I'm the parent. You're the child running away to live by yourself. I should be telling you how to live.
Fine. How should I live?
Simple. Don't go.
I got that Irish Spring you like. Oh, and Dad, whatever you do, don't do the laundry. Just leave it by the dryer, and I'll do it when I come home every Sunday.
Oh, this is interesting. They say the handrails in a subway system could one day lead to an outbreak of plague.
Dad, look, you said I could be whatever I want to be.
I never said songwriter in New York City. That's the exception.
You said anything, and I believed you, so I'm not leaving this house without your support. That's Glory. What's it going to be?
Violet, I saw how hard it was for your mother when she didn't make it. But if she was here, she'd tell me to shut up, wish you luck, and give you a big hug. I'm not going to give you a big hug, and I'm not going to wish you luck. But I am going to shut up. sit here with my coffee and pretend to be mad. Is that okay?
Violet looks sadly at her dad. Gloria, her friend, waits outside sipping Pepto-Bismol.
This is the last of it. Honey, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I got it.
Violet's father, Bill, comes out.
Is everything?
Let's hit it.
Good luck. There, I said it.
Violet smiles and runs up to hug her father, who is dressed in his work uniform.
Love you.
Put some pepper spray in your purse. Even if you're not sure, just start spraying.
You know, you're not alone, Mr. Sanford. Hey, you know, me and you should have dinner sometime.
I'm locking the doors.
The girls head out in Gloria's silver car. A mattress is strapped to the roof. Bill frowns from his porch. The bustling New York skyline. Gloria gets out of the car in a crowded Chinatown street. She and Violet stare up at the red brick apartment building before them. An old Chinese store owner chucks fish heads onto the street. The girls grimace and head inside.
Alright, this is it!
Gloria looks around at the small grubby apartment. The walls have been painted red and rubbish is strewn about.
What do you think? I had a feeling you were gonna need this.
What are you doing?
What, it's just some emergency cash I saved up. Honey, from the looks of this place, I'd say this is our emergency.
Well, I'm not taking it.
She pops the roll of money in the freezer.
Fine then. I'm freezing your assets.
So, thanks for everything. And I'll call you. What is this?
It's just that all our lives, you know, we always had one thing in common, you and me.
What are you talking about?
It's like, you know, we said we wouldn't lose our virginity until we got married, and that didn't happen. And then we said we'd go to college, or junior college, or dental hygienist school, you know? And that didn't happen. We've never followed through on a single thing. You know, and I think that's what makes us so special.
And this is why you're crying.
Well, a long time ago, you told me that you were gonna move to New York. But everyone thought you'd just stay in Jersey and get married, like me and Danny are gonna, you know, and look at you. No matter what, you really did it right. And I'm so proud of you.
The two friends embrace. Violet plugs in her electric keyboard and sets a tape recorder to record. Closing her eyes, she sits down to play the keyboard. Behind her lies a guitar resting on its case. Noises from next door shake the mirror on the wall. Violet plays on the apartment rooftop as dusk falls. The next day, she heads to a music studio.
Hi, I'm Violet Sanford. I just recently moved to New York, and I was wondering if you could give my tape to one of your artists.
Violet, that is so cute. Now, let me tell you about me. My name is Wendy, and I first moved to New York when I was 21 to be a dancer, but I broke my big toe. And then I got knocked up by this actor who dumped me to join the Peace Corps. So for the last 16 years, I've been raising my daughter all by myself. And then 2 weeks ago, she tells me that she is a bisexual and that she hates me more than any person on this planet. Now, tell me how I can help you, please, because I am dying to make your dreams come true.
Violet leaves.
You don't take the tape unless it comes from an agent, but I can't get an agent until I get published.
If we were to listen to that tape, that would give you grounds for a copyright or plagiarism lawsuit.
It's just a little tape. All I want is someone to sing my songs.
Welcome to the music business.
Violet heads to a club.
Good evening. ID, please.
Sure.
To make it back someday.
What can I get you?
Let me ask you something. I'm a songwriter. Is there someone here I could talk to about my songs?
I've been a struggling sax player for 12 years. What can I get you from the bar?
Pepsi and some crackers.
Violet turns towards the stage. In front of the band, a young dark-haired man greets some friends. He raises his hand to the band.
Excuse me. Who's that guy?
That would be Mr. O'Donnell.
Mr. O'Donnell, he's the manager or something?
Yeah, he's the music manager. He's in charge of finding bands and booking new talent.
Violet turns back and stares wistfully at Kevin. He glances her way and returns a half smile before heading out.
Hey, where the hell were you, O'Donnell? I got 15 orders stacked up here, nobody to run the grill.
15 orders? Well, if I don't, give me 10 minutes, I'll catch us up. Go on, lie down, relax. You look tired. We can talk about my raise later.
You think this is Australia? There's no raise. I'm about to fire you.
Kevin works in the bar kitchen. Violet waits outside. Kevin exits with some of the club staff.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Donnell. Mr. Yes. O'Donnell, my name is Violet Sanford. I'm a songwriter. I just wanted to give this to you. I know it's not the most professional way to submit a tape, but this is all pretty new to me.
It's pretty new to me, too.
I just figured as the manager of a club like this, you must know every band on the East Coast.
The manager of this club?
Kevin glares at the barman behind him.
You guys go ahead. I'll catch up.
Sure thing, Mr. O'Donnell.
I don't usually do this, Violet, but I have a feeling about you. So I'm going to take your tape, and I'm going to see what I can do.
Thank you. I can't believe how easy this was.
Neither can I. Yeah, you want to go for some coffee or something?
O'Donnell, who do I look like? Your goddamn maid?
That's Mr. O'Donnell, but I'll let it slide this time.
I told you to take your stuff home and wash it. You got cow grease caked on the front.
Walt, I've warned you about your attitude. You're fired.
Oh, you better not push me, kid. I can find 100 other little punks like you who can burn a turkey burger.
The chef heads back inside.
Minimum wage, punk.
Maybe we should start over. I'm Kevin O'Donnell. And I work the grill here at the Fiji Mermaid Club.
I just made a complete fool of myself.
I was gonna tell you. I'm almost sure I would have told you. I just want you to know I'm not following you home. I'm just walking myself 26 blocks in the wrong direction.
I asked you to leave me alone.
Did I mention how sorry I am? I mean, not that it's all my fault. You did throw yourself at me.
Throw myself at you? I was pretending to be sweet and innocent, so you give me a break.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Is there a reason we just walked in a circle? Are you lost?
I'm not lost. Let me just move my street.
You wanna play a game? I bet I can guess where you're from.
I'm about to get out my pepper spray.
Well, I reckon you're from a big city, and there's no sign from here of a belly button ring or a tongue piercing. I gotta go with Chicago.
Okay. I've never had anyone stare at my ass for half an hour, so I'm gonna say goodnight, and I'm hoping you're gonna say it back.
Okay. I can take a hint. I really do know a lot of people in the music business.
You just don't give up, do you?
Well, it was a sweet and innocent thing. It did me in.
Good night, Kevin.
Just for the record, I was only staring at your ass for the first 15 minutes.
Kevin smirks as he walks away. The next day, Violet heads to another studio.
William Morris.
I don't mean to interrupt. I just want to leave this to
someone. I'll transfer. William Morris, please hold.
It's a demo. I'm a songwriter.
William Morris.
She unplugs the receptionist's phone.
I just want to leave this for Whitney or Mariah. I'm sure they're personal friends of yours.
Look,
I'm sure it sounds great in your shower, but karaoke ended a half hour ago.
So if you'd like to get your songs heard, you're gonna have to take them to an open mic night, just like everyone else. William Morris, I'll transfer. You're not getting validated.
Violet checks posters on a notice board. A poster for Arlene's Grocery reads, open mic night every Wednesday. Nighttime. A girl plays guitar on a stage at the grocery.
Caught in me, looking through sympathetic eyes.
Can I help you?
Hi. I'm sure all your spaces are filled for tonight. I just wanted to come down and check out what this whole open mic thing was
about. I can squeeze you in 10 minutes. A couple of my regulars, they called in sick, so I got some spaces to fill. I need you to sign your name in here and get yourself ready. Bathroom's around the corner if you want to throw up.
Next up, we have a young lady named Violet Sanford. So let's put our hands together for our New Jersey's own Violet Sanford. Come on up, Violet.
There we go. Yeah. Woo! Oh, whoops.
I'm a little nervous.
Yes, so are we, honey. Don't tease me, honey. Say.
Hey, come on, give her a break.
I'm sorry.
A man in the crowd shakes his head. Violet slowly climbs the stairs to her apartment. Her front door is ajar. She pushes it open.
Hello?
Her belongings are scattered on the floor. She treads on broken glass. In her bedroom, the keyboard case lies empty, song sheets scattered about. She checks the freezer. Gloria's roll of money is gone. Violet sinks to the floor and begins sobbing. Later, she sits in a diner staring into space. The owner walks over.
You gotta cheer up. You look like somebody ran over your dog.
Hey, how much is a slice of pie?
We happen to have the best French apple in town. And it's on the house.
She smiles gratefully. Three women sit nearby chatting.
20. 20 says it's pretty woman.
I will raise you 10 because it is home alone.
Aren't you guys have to read the signs? I call with Saving Private Ryan.
What?
Lift is over. And Miss Jennifer from Austin says her favorite movie is...
One. Oh, you are such a cheater.
Hello? A naked girl in army boots? Easy play to call.
Thank you.
Those boots are kind of cute. You're gonna have to get me some of those.
Wait. Oh, Romero. You gotta turn that up, baby. That is a jam. Turn it up. There you go.
Oh, no. Girl, what are you doing?
One of the ladies dances. The owner joins in.
You know those girls?
Oh, yeah. They're here every morning around this time, winding down.
Wait.
They have to in their line of work.
Are they hookers?
No.
He fishes out a matchbook and chucks it to Violet.
Coyotes.
She looks down at the book. It reads Coyote Ugly with an address.
Just want to see what Al gave me for my birthday. Look at this.
You let him brand you?
Isn't it cute?
She let the man brand her.
Wait, check it out, ladies. We each made $300 tonight. You sure you want to be going off to law school? Let's make a toast.
Yeah.
To Zoe's, last week as a coyote.
Oh.
She's going to be impossible to replace.
I just want to tell you both that I will never, ever forget you.
The girls clink glasses. The next day, Violet walks across a cobble street to a rundown boarded-up bar. Through the dirty YMS window, she eyes the bar inside. In neon lights above, the words Coyote Ugly.
Who's up there? I'm looking for the owner.
Hey, come on down. Bring a case with you.
What are you doing here?
I'm going to drop this case. Where do you want me to put it?
That depends. What do you want?
Well, I heard you might need a new, there might be a job opening.
Put it right there. Let me take a look at you. Let me guess. Piedmont, North Dakota.
South Amboy, New Jersey.
Same thing. You do any drugs?
Just coffee. That's all I can afford right now.
Let me see your arms.
Are you kidding?
Do I look like I'm kidding? Oh, where'd you get that scar on your wrist?
Pizza oven. It's a permanent burn from pulling slices for 4 years.
That could be the saddest thing I've ever heard.
What's next? You want a urine sample?
I prefer blood.
Look, are you really the owner? Because I've had a rough couple of days, and so the last thing I need is some waitress on a power trip wasting my time.
The bar owner, Lil, emerges from the chiller. She slowly walks over and smiles at Violet.
You start Friday night. Be there at 11. That's when we get busy.
You're giving me a job?
I'm giving you an audition. Don't be late, Jersey girl.
I don't mean to press my luck, but would you mind telling me why you're hiring me?
Because the average male is walking around with a toddler inside of his pants, a two-year-old right there inside his Dockers.
Men have two-year-old children in their pants. That's why you're hiring me?
You look like a kindergarten teacher. The kids will love it.
Sorry I asked.
Bikers roar up to the bar, parking outside. Violet walks in.
ID, please.
Oh, I'm supposed to start work here tonight.
Go ahead. Hey, you picked a good night to start. It's a little slow right now, but it should pick up.
Okay.
Violet stops in her tracks. The bar is teeming with people. The three girls from the diner climb onto the bar in skimpy outfits that are raising to the music. Violet gasps as they thrust their hips and mindless swing. The dark-haired girl reaches down for a shot of bourbon, knocking it back.
Is it church meeting or is it the bar? Make some noise!
The blonde pours bourbon as she walks alone through the bar. The brunette lights a match and flings it onto the booze-sodden bar. The flames shoot along as the girls jump out of the way and continue dancing. The brunette hangs from the ceiling, a drunk even to Violet.
I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
Just in time. Where are you going?
I was looking for you.
Good. Let's go.
The blonde and brunette will booze onto a punter. The diner dancer jumps into the bar and joins the others as Violet joins Lil behind the bar. Lil grabs a bottle of spirit, spinning it in her hand before pouring a shot.
Really love your top!
Thanks. I got it,
Lil rips the sleeve of Violet's t-shirt and pairs away the bottom, exposing her stomach.
Okay. Here. Let's see your moves.
Violet lets down her hair.
That's Rachel. You can learn a lot from her.
She just cut some guy's ponytail off.
Yeah, the court ordered her to take anger management classes after she pummeled a customer for grabbing her ass. He pressed charges, I gave her a raise. Cheers.
Rachel, the brunette, joins the others spraying booze into the crowd.
There's only two rules, okay? What do you want?
Two beers.
Don't date the customers.
Okay.
Second, don't ever bring your boyfriends into my bar. As of this moment, you are to appear available, but never be available. Break my rules, I fire you on the spot.
I understand.
Jesus. Hey! Hey, everybody! Shut up! I'd like you to meet my new girl, whose name is...
Violet.
Jersey. Jersey is an ex-kindergarten teacher and a former nun who just escaped from the convent.
convent and is tired of being the only virgin in New York City.
The crowd wave their money and gesture for beer. Rachel heads over to Violet.
Mambo! Work in here!
Sorry. Four margaritas with salt!
All right. Got tequila, no mix, no salt, no blender.
Okay, how about a black Russian?
Got vodka, no Kahlua.
White wine.
Never carry the stuff.
So basically you have...
Tim, Jack, Johnny Red, Johnny Black, and Jose, all my favorite men. You can have it any way you like, as long as it's in a shot glass.
Okay, I'll take a beer.
$4.
I'm Kenny, the Russian tea.
Violet, the Jersey nun.
That was Rachel, the New York bitch. We all play our little parts. Only Rachel really is a bitch. And I really am a tease.
Tammy, you can only be a tease if you stop sleeping around, babe.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that part.
Have a shot of tequila, and don't forget one for your pretty little self.
Oh, thanks, but ever since I got really drunk on tequila, I never really drink the stuff anymore.
Hey, Lil, your new girl's refusing you good booze.
No, I was just asking this gentleman to buy me a double.
I like it.
Violet knocks back a shot.
I need 8 shots, 4 Canadian, 4 south of the border, 6-pack MGD, and a double blended bag.
You want 8 shots of what?
I got it.
Cammy, the bronze, serves the punter.
46 even, honey.
Hey, Lil!
Yo!
Your Jersey girl can't quite keep up.
Hey, give me a scotch and water.
Okay, you got it.
Lil, do we serve water with our whiskey?
Only water I serve's got barley and hops in it. Hey, everybody! Do we serve water in this bar?
Rachel sways the baying crowd. Grabbing a cowboy hat, the girls jump onto the bar and dance.
Sink or swim time, Jersey, get up there!
The devil's in the house of the rising sun.
Lil, I can't do that dance.
Better if you don't like no child
knows. Okay.
While Cammy, Rachel, and Zoe, the third girl, perform a cowboy dance, Lil hands Violet her jacket. Dejected, Violet walks through the crowd. Two men shove each other roughly. Violet heads their way. Lil notices the scene from afar.
Ladies around the bar. Come on, what do you say?
Turn the bar! Bar in!
Hold the jersey! I'm just dying to know where that came from. Try serving beer and pizza on Monday nights when the Giants play the Cowboys in November. I'm giving you a second audition. There's a store at the corner of 6th and Hill. Be there at noon tomorrow. I'm sending my fashion coordinator there to take you shopping. Now go home before I change my mind. Hey, a jersey! I'd be shocked if you survive another night.
Violet smiles and looks around the bar. The coyotes are joined on the bar by several women. They stamp their feet in unison, twisting to the left and right. Spinning on the spot, they yell the dance. Bill is eating KFC whilst on the phone at his house.
Oh, yeah!
So, tell me more about this bar. What kind of place is it?
It's, I don't know, it's just a bar, Dad. No big deal. What are you eating?
One of those lean cuisine meals. Rice and vegetables. Delicious.
Oh, see, they're good, right?
Mmm. Yum. So, well, what's going on with your songwriting?
Songwriting? Oh, he still has my tape.
Kevin dances behind the club grill while cooking. Violet walks in.
I want my tape.
I had a feeling you'd be back to see me.
No dates in the kitchen, O'Donnell.
I'm not staying.
I just want my tape, please. Thanks, bye.
Did you really write all those songs?
You listen to my tape?
No, of course not. I mean, that would be invasion of privacy.
Baby, you're the right kind of love.
Go ahead, laugh it up, because there's nothing you can say that's going to bother me.
I'm just trying to tell you I like your music. I mean, you always take compliments so well.
I gotta go.
Wait, I want to see you again. Where are you working?
I'm a coyote.
Good. And what the hell is that?
If you want to see me again, you'll figure it out.
Is that good?
Violet waits at the boutique. Cammy rushes in.
Sorry, I'm late. Al and I had a big fight. And then we made up. Twice. You're the fashion coordinator? Luke told me to get you something that would make the kiddies drool. Trust me, Violet. I had a serious shopping problem.
That's a zippered crotch.
Yeah. Who would wear that in public? Actually, I have it in blue. Unbelievable.
The girl struck in and out of the boutique changing room in various outfits, including leopard print pants, a sultry Japanese dress, and cowboy hat. Back at her apartment, Violet puts on her outfit, a red t-shirt with Oklahoma emblazoned in it, and leather trousers. She looks in the mirror.
Forgive me, Father. I have sinned.
Later, at Coyote Ugly, the crowd watch Rachel and Cammy dance. Cammy slides across the bar in jeans and blue crop top. Dressed in a leather waistcoat, Rachel runs her hands through her hair. Behind the bar, Violet smiles. A woman and some men pour at Rachel's legs.
Come on, get off your head, knock it off! Lil, Dion! How do you like that, huh?
Lil passes her the ice bucket, which is dumped into the gropers. Violet swigs back a shot with a punter.
Shot? That's on me, honey. Chase it with a beer. I don't get it. I don't swallow it. I just spit the shot back into the beer bottle. They'll never know. You try it.
Hey, just keep an eye on your spittoon bottle. Once Rachel served hers to Lou by accident, huge drama.
Cammy, I think I just fell in love with you.
Oh, Violet, I'm not a lesbian. I played in the minors, but never went pro. That's not what I meant.
What are you doing?
I was staring straight at you. Come on.
Grab this guy and make yourself look busy.
Hi. You look like you could use a shot.
No, I'm waiting on Lil.
Oh, sorry. It's a no parking zone. If you want to sit here, you got to order a drink.
Okay, give me a glass of water.
Okay.
You just ordered water?
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Rachel hands her the soda nozzle. She sprays a man at the bar.
Jersey, no! It's okay, Lil. Nobody orders water in your bar.
He can order whatever he wants. He's the fire marshal.
Hey, Mike, I'm so sorry. She's new.
I'm okay. Let's step outside.
Party. Nice knowing you, Jersey.
You okay? Who am I kidding? I can't do this.
Of course you can. Now cheer up, because there's a really cute guy at the bar asking for you.
Somebody's asking for me?
He says his name is Mr. O'Donnell.
He's hot.
Violet heads out of the ladies. Kevin sits patiently at the bar.
Jersey, the fire marshal threatened to shut me down. He let me go with a $250 fine.
Lil, I'm really sorry.
I'll make you a deal. You figure out a way to make me $250 tonight, I'll let you come back tomorrow.
Great.
So much for sweet and innocent.
So you found me.
Some guys at work told me where I could look for coyotes.
Well, take a good look, because tonight's my last night. I think I'm going to get fired.
Why?
Because I have to make $250 in 2 hours. It's completely impossible.
Here's $9 just to get you started, okay? It's always like to help a friend in need. Why are you looking at me like that?
Kevin, I don't want your money.
Cheap.
Violet, what are you doing?
You said you wanted to help, so
turn around, sir. Let him take a look at you.
What? Why are you doing this to me?
It's payback time, Mr. O'Donnell.
Now turn around.
No, God, no. Don't do this.
Kevin dances on the bar as Cammy whips off his belt. The bidding continues. Kevin tosses Violet his shirt and struts his stuff. Topless Kevin slides down the bar. Lil joins in the bidding.
$200! You got $250 right here!
$250!
Sold for $250!
The winning bidder screams with delight.
You're gonna owe me big time for this one.
That's 250 even.
Violet hands the money over to Lil as a winner kisses Kevin's torso. Later, Lil cashes up as the bar closes.
Did you ever wake up sober after one night stand and the person you're next to is laying on your arm and they're so ugly you'd rather chew off your arm than risk waking them? That's coyote ugly.
All right, let's go, ladies.
Well, why would you name your bar after something like that?
Oh, because Cheers was taken. Cabs are out front.
You're rich, Jersey.
Yeah.
Right, good night.
The woman who purchased me is named Sandy Rosenfeld, a divorcee with 3 grown kids. A passion for long walks and short-haired hunting dogs and Italian opera. Her ex-husband is a CPA. Her favorite artist is Van Gogh, and her New Year's resolution is to lose 15 pounds and to see Barbara in concert.
Okay, I owe you. What do you want?
Well, it's 3:30 in the morning. I want what every man wants. Breakfast.
And that's it? I go to breakfast with you and we're even?
No, we're not even close to even because I danced on a bar, I took off my shirt, and I unzipped my pants.
Okay, let's make a deal. Breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast, lunch, and 2 dinners.
That's
four dates.
Yep, which would make it the second longest relationship I've ever had. Get in the car.
Oh, I hate to spoil your evening, but it looks like we're not going to go anywhere.
Kevin removes a fake camp from his tire. Violet gets in.
It's hard to find parking in New York.
Ever eaten Turkish?
This is close.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah. Four of the regular?
Sure.
Got it.
Hey, Kevin.
How you doing, man?
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Here it is, man. Flown in from Miami. Check out the merchandise.
Hey, man, no. I trust you.
Kevin passes over a wad of cash for a brown paper bag.
Look, I don't know what you're into, but...
Amazing Spider-Man number 129, mint condition. Worth $1,000.
Comic book.
No, it's not just a comic book. This is the first appearance of the Punisher. This is the holy grail of comic books.
You collect comic books. That's so cute.
Oh, cute. It's very rugged and manly. It's just a bit geeky.
Huh? I think it's sweet. So, do you always eat breakfast on the hood of your car?
What can I say? I'm a romantic.
You think this is romantic?
Well, you may not be feeling it now, but I think one day you'll be on stage singing a song about this very night.
When we were downwind from a trash barge.
Yeah, catchy title. Hum a few bars.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm a songwriter, not a singer. When I get on stage, I freeze.
What if the fate of the free world rested on your voice?
Okay, if the fate of the free world depended on me singing, maybe. All I ever really wanted is to stand in the dark and hear someone great singing my songs. I want to be the one who writes the music. I remember the first time my mother played me Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. I remember exactly what she was wearing. I remember exactly how her hair smelled. I remember exactly how I felt. And every time I hear that song, I remember exactly what she was wearing. And exactly how her hair smelled. And exactly how I felt. Because the great songs last forever.
So what's the problem?
Well, now they're telling me the only way to get my songs heard is to go out there and sing them myself.
So we're going to have to try and fix this little problem straight away.
And how do you propose we do that?
Well, is there any place you feel comfortable singing?
The shower.
We'll start there. I mean, I don't care how long it takes, how many hours we have to spend in that shower. Let's get to it.
Okay, before we hit the showers, maybe you could tell me a little something about yourself.
Ah, really? What do you want to know?
What part of Australia are you from?
I'm from all over. My family moved around a lot.
So the rest of your family doesn't live in New York?
Do you always ask this many questions?
Do you always dodge this many questions? You could at least tell me where you got all the moves you pulled on the bar tonight.
Well, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. Oh.
That's original.
Oh, the sun's coming up. We're going to be late.
Late? Late for what?
At a fish market.
This is incredible. Oh, look at that fish.
Right, put this on. You're going to need it.
Why? What are you talking about?
You're going to help me unload the next bin.
You're joking, right?
No, it's not that bad, Vi. I do it all the time.
Exactly how many jobs do you have?
Tuesday through Saturday, I'm at the club. Sunday and Monday, I park cars at the plaza. I've been a telemarketer. Would you like to switch to AT&T? And for six terrifying hours, I delivered phone books in Queens.
Don't forget your extensive work in fish.
This is an expensive city, and these guys pay cash.
I don't care if they pay in lobster. I'm sticking my hands in that fishy bin.
I was gonna split the money with you, $100 a piece.
$100? Wait, why didn't you say so?
Thanks, Dan.
Wait.
You're not ready, are you?
No.
$50, $25.
Okay,
10.
Okay, yeah.
Ready?
Okay. Huh? Ooh, that's disgusting.
Hey, you'll hurt their feelings. Okay, just on top of the other fish. Yeah.
Back in Chinatown.
So, I know I just met you a few days ago. There's something I have to tell you. You smell really bad.
Well, so do you. I mean, I was going to kiss you goodbye, but what am I gag?
You're a real charmer. Okay, good night.
Good morning.
She heads inside her apartment. Running a bar, she ties her hair up. A cat meows up at her.
Don't look at me like that.
She fishes out the roll of money she amped.
Spend it.
She opens the door. Kevin is about to knock.
What are you doing here?
I changed my mind about this kiss. I think we should give it a shot. Well, have a nice day.
Have a nice day?
Yeah. I panicked. I didn't know what else to say.
Have a nice day.
Nighttime. A queue forms outside Coyote Ugly.
All right, back of the line over here. Back of the line.
Cammy and Rachel perform their routine on the bar. Sailors are in tonight. Cammy dons one of the sailors' hats. Both girls wear revealing black numbers. Violet struggles to keep up with the drinks orders.
Look at this place.
Hey, I'm sorry. There's nothing we do here. You have 50 people over, Max.
Try to shut us down. Let's take the place apart. Come on. Let's go outside and talk. I'll take that. Hey, hey. This is not a gas pump, son. Wait your turn.
A fight begins. A man takes a photo of Cammy.
No pictures, man.
Hey, I'm the reporter from The Voice.
Cammy is carried off the bar. As the bar gets rowdy and fighting starts, Violet grabs the ice bucket. Climbing on the bar, she hurls it over the fighting men to no effect. They climb onto the bar. A man is shoved into the jukebox, which shifts songs.
Jersey! We're tearing this place apart!
Cammy is trapped in the crowd. Violet looks at the microphone on the bar. Violet picks up the mic and starts singing. She taps a man on the shoulder who nods and climbs off the bar. The men in the crowd stop fighting and turn to watch Violet, who, gaining more confidence, begins walking down the bar, shaking her hips and hair. Lil beams from the back of the bar as Violet slides her back down the bar pole. The photographer takes a few shots of Violet as she performs on the bar. The cops enter and move through the crowd towards Lil.
Yeah. Last call, Lil. Start clearing them out.
You got it.
Let's go.
The photographer takes a final shot of Violet. Arms raised in celebration. The bar closed. The girls relax with a drink.
Did you see their faces? I mean, wow. They all wanted you, honey. Even the girls.
Not a dry seat in the house.
You guys, that was like a one-time performance. That I have to repeat like every night.
Yeah!
She sang along with a jukebox. Let's not start polishing a Grammy.
Oh, come on, Ray. She saved your butt, admit it.
No. She saved me from kicking the shit out of a couple of drunks. That's it.
Ooh.
good. Where are you going?
I don't know. I gotta walk or celebrate or pass out or something.
Hey, ladies and gent. How about a big round of applause for the singing coyote from Jersey?
So I'm a coyote?
5 nights a week.
Violet dumps the empty beer bottles in the trash. Walking home, she stops to make a phone call to Kevin.
Hey, what is it? What's wrong?
Why would anything be wrong?
You called me in the middle of the night and said there was an emergency.
She kisses Kevin on the lips.
What was that for?
Oh, I had a good night. I wanted a good night kiss.
Well, wait a second. Where are you going?
Have a nice day, Mr. O'Donnell.
Nice day.
She leaves. On her rooftop, Violet plays a guitar and sings. She's interrupted by loud music. Looking around for the source, she spots a young man in a hat and red top dancing energetically in an apartment across the street. Plays a keyboard and sings to the funky beat. Kevin leads her blindfolded into his apartment. Baby, you're the rock
and roll. What's going on? Why don't you need my guitar?
You'll find out soon enough. No, this way. Okay, now there's a seat. Just there. Uh-huh. Okay. Take a look. Your fans want to hear you sing.
Told you, I can't sing my own songs. I never could.
Well, that's too bad, because they've requested to hear your songs. Be gentle on the keyboard. I borrowed it from the club.
You did all this just to help me sing?
I thought maybe we could cue that stage fright I've heard so much about.
Kevin, I wish you could.
Come on, let me try. Tell me what it feels like.
Really want
to know? Yeah.
You asked for it.
What are you doing?
The only way I can show you is to make you really nervous.
She begins removing her clothing.
The first thing that happens is my heart starts to race.
Good. Racing heart. Yep. Got it.
And then my entire body starts shaking.
Shaking body, I'm getting that. Yeah.
And everything gets a bit cloudy.
Clouds are definitely rolling in.
Then I start losing control.
Well, how long does this usually last?
Oh, it's been known to last all night.
That must be horrible.
It's excruciating.
She leans in close. Kevin dips his head as their lips touch. Violet pulls Kevin's jacket off his shoulders and tugs his top over his head. Giggling, they knock over cutouts of movie stars dotted around. Kevin lies in bed asleep. He stirs and sees Violet on the keyboard, a bedsheet wrapped around her. He walks over and kisses her on the cheek.
Thank you.
that audience got more than they paid for. Really. What's LMS stand for?
Lynn Marie Sanford. It was my mom's guitar. She died 5 years ago. She moved to New York to be a singer when she was my age. She came pretty close to the big time.
What happened?
She hated the stage. She said it was the scariest place in the world.
Sounds familiar.
You really want me to sing?
Just tell me what I have to do.
Disappear?
All right, no problem.
He turns off the nearby lamp and blows out a candle. The room is in darkness. Violet takes a breath and brings up the guitar. Violet practices spinning bottles in her hand at the bar. In her bedroom, she packages up demo tapes into jiffy bags.
If you want to write songs, if you want to be like a serious songwriter, you've simply got to go with the Mac laptop. You can lay your tracks down on a blank CD and you're done.
Do you have a payment plan?
More bottle spinning. The girls all play baseball together. Cammy strips to distract the picture. At the bar, Violet cleanly spins bottles and pours shots. She sings at the bar and enjoys a date at a fairground with Kevin. She goes to visit her dad at work in a bridge toll booth. She runs in front of cars approaching the toll gates.
Brain damage? You know what kind of maniacs we got driving through here? They don't stop for nothing. Whose boat?
I borrowed it from a friend.
Yeah, looks like a guy's car to me.
How can you tell?
I'm staring at cars every day for the last 16 years. Who is he?
He's a friend. Look, I brought you a turkey sandwich. No mayo, extra sprouts.
Thank you. Great. I'm starving. So tell me about this bar. Is it a bunch of bankers having martinis after work?
Gotta go. Look. Love you.
I love you too. Be careful. Hey, do I come to your office and honk? Come on.
Kevin and Violet are in a record store.
I got you a gig. There's this club where a lot of music people hang out called the Elbow Room. My friend's the manager. He owes me a favor, and you're it. Next Thursday night.
Are you forgetting about the stage fright?
What about the bar?
Come on, Kevin. All I do is sing along with the jukebox.
See, you're making progress. A few more nights at my place and you'll be cured.
Hate to burst your bubble, but I'll never be cured. It's genetic.
Stage fright DNA. Yes, I saw that on ER last week.
Okay, laugh all you want, but my mom couldn't do it and neither can I.
So was your mother afraid to try?
Look, I just want to be a songwriter. Why won't you give up on this?
Because I've been giving up on people my entire life and it's a nasty little habit. So you're gonna sing at the club. Or
you'll what?
I'll never kiss you again.
That sounds like a threat, Mr. O'Donnell.
Well, let's just say it's gonna be quite a long, cold winter.
That's supposed to convince me?
It's working, isn't it? Your knees are getting weak.
I'll think about it.
Try again.
I'll see if I can get off work.
Getting warmer.
All right. You win. I'll do it.
I love winning.
Holding a flaming torch, Rachel swigs bourbon and spits vent out above the bar.
Hey, we have a special treat for you tonight, boys and girls. Look who dropped by for a visit.
Zoe is in the crowd.
Me? No! I'm a paying customer tonight.
Zoe clambers into the bar. The three original coyotes dance while pouring jugs of iced water over their chests. They hurl the water at each other. Zoe swings around the pole. Violet swings them on the bar. Zoe clasps hands with the rookie as Cammy gyrates below Rachel and Violet. Will enters the bar at the back. And I'm headed out west, because I wanna be a
She's on the bar.
She's on the what?
She's on the bar.
Violet kneels as the girls pour water over her. Bill watches in the crowd, disgusted, as Violet dances on her knees, unaware. Pulling her wet hair back, Violet's smile fades as she spots Bill. Her father slowly turns and leaves.
The guys are putting your picture up in their booths.
I gotta go. Get up early.
Dad, it's just a bar. You can trust me.
But you're my daughter.
He leaves. Violet looks at the photo of her in the paper. Angrily, she throws the paper down. The coyotes continue their routine on the bar. Violet sulks in the toilet.
Bill Sanford, please leave a message when you hear the beep.
Dad, you can't avoid me for the rest of your life. I have to come over and do your laundry. We both know you're running out of clean shirts. I bet the one you're wearing stinks pretty bad. I'm not gonna apologize, because
that would mean I'm doing something wrong. And I'm not sure I am, so...
I'm playing at a club tonight.
Real club.
Someone important could hear my song, and next month somebody might be singing it on the radio. So, wish me good luck.
Good luck.
Anyway,
I'll call you and tell you how it goes. Take care of yourself, old man.
Old man.
Girls on the bar remove their bras from underneath their shirts. Violet jumps down and slashes her guitar case. Two guys stare excitedly at the row of semi-clad ladies.
Is it the greatest party we've ever been to, or what?
Lil, it can only take 2 hours.
What are you talking about?
I gotta leave early tonight, remember? Bourbon.
Kevin waits at the club, the Elbow Room. He checks his watch, which reads 10:20.
Here you go.
What are you doing?
Gotta go, it's half past. Can you have Luke call me a cab?
Listen, Jersey, you're not going anywhere, not tonight. This place is out of control.
But Lil, I told you, I'm only working 2 hours.
But sing? Sing for them. These people dragged their asses out here to see us. This is New York, and there's a line halfway around the block. That's something, Jersey, whether you believe it or not.
And if I go?
If you were going, you would have left by now.
Where are you?
Lil won't let me go.
Violet, just walk out. She doesn't own you. You can still make it here.
I'm sorry. Call you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Violet!
What's the story?
He's not coming.
So what am I supposed to do, Kevin? I got a whole spot to fill.
I'm sorry, Richie, I made a mistake.
Oh, this doesn't change anything with us, Kevin. A deal's a deal, am I right?
Kevin grudgingly hands over the Spider-Man number 129 comic. Violet sings along with the jukebox as Cammy dances with her. Violet points to the guy in the crowd who climbs up to dance with her.
That's who said you'd be up here!
Kevin arrives at the bar.
You're not supposed to be up here! Alright, take it easy, Zach. Zach, take it easy!
As Zach grabs Violet's bum, Kevin rushes up and yanks him over. Kevin wrestles off two guys and shoves a third into the jukebox.
Help me!
Stop it!
Kevin, Zach's a regular, he's just having fun!
Having fun with my girlfriend!
Lou, get him out of here!
You gotta chill outside or I'm calling the cops! Out of my way! Move!
Let me go!
Get out of here!
Hey, everybody, free drinks on the house! I'm paying, get up here! Kevin, what is your problem? Look, I'm sorry about tonight, but look at this. There was no way Lil was gonna let me out.
This is not about Lil. This is about you and this place.
This is my job.
It's a goddamn sandbox for you to stick your head in.
What is that supposed to mean?
The place is a joke. All right? They don't come to watch you sing. They come to watch girls shaking it on a bar.
And what would you have me do? Sing for quarters in the park?
Well, at least you'd be singing your own songs.
I told you, I can't do that, so stop pushing.
I'm just asking you to try. But I guess that's asking a bit too much.
Right, it's so easy to be you, isn't it? You have no dreams, no hopes, no chance of getting hurt. When was the last time you took a chance on something?
Some of us don't have that luxury.
Why is that? Oh, right, we don't talk about you, right? It's a big secret. Come on, Kevin, let's play a game. I'm gonna guess why you left Australia.
Doesn't matter.
You were in jail. No, that's not it. You have a wife and four kids in Sydney. Come on, am I getting warm? Come on, Kevin, I don't have a lot of time. Why'd you run away from home?
I didn't have a home. Is that what you wanted to hear? I don't have a family. I mean, that's the big secret. Are you happy? Huh? You gonna feel sorry for me now? You gonna hold me close while I tell you that I had to change homes every 2 years? I had a bad childhood, big deal. I don't need your sympathy. Because I'm here, and I'm living on my two feet like I wanted to. That was my dream. And at least I did with a little bit of dignity.
And I didn't, that's it?
Well, just unbutton the blouse a little, and unzip the pants, show a little bit of flesh. I think you can figure it out. Go on in. Your fans are waiting for you to crawl on the bar.
Violet walks back to the bar. Kevin starts his car. With a squeal of his tires, he roars away.
I told you not to break the rules.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and your boyfriend making a scene in my bar. I'm talking about a friend of mine inside with a broken nose. The rules were simple, Jersey. I fired girls for a lot less.
What, so I can't have a boyfriend now? What kind of stupid shit is that?
Hey, this place is my home, and I'm not willing to risk everything I have on your personal life. It's business, plain and simple.
This is not business. I work my ass off for you, and you're supposed to be my friend.
I never said I was your friend. I'm your boss, and you knew the rules like everybody else.
You stop with the rules? It's a bar, for Christ's sake.
Lil pushes Violet's guitar case into her arms.
Then what are you so upset about?
Lil walks away. At home, Violet sits weeping, her face reflected in the mirror. She looks at the picture of her mom and her. Her mother holds a guitar. She sings on the rooftop. Violet stares out of the window as she rides the subway. She writes down some lyrics and glances across at a couple kissing intimately. Kevin leans against his car, looking up at the Brooklyn Bridge. Gloria's wedding. Her new husband swings off his jacket whilst riding a friend's shoulder. Gloria eats from a Violet slice of cake.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be Mrs. Molinaro?
You know, I think it was a perfect choice for my first marriage.
Bill walks over.
Hey, Gloria. Aww. Thanks for inviting me. I gotta go to work. I'm on graveyard tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Sanford.
Well, it's not worth a hug, dear. It's only $50.
Aww. Your old man's a 10 by
11. Some days a 12.
Whoa, it's a beautiful wedding.
No, you can't go. I just want one picture of you and Violet dancing together. Come on.
Gloria leads them to the floor.
Okay, come on. Smile.
They awkwardly start dancing. But
I can. Are you really working or are you just leaving because of me?
You know I don't like to wear a tie.
She unclips his tie and pops it in his pocket.
This is how it's gonna be. You're not gonna answer my phone calls?
If you needed money, you should have come to me. I would have found a way to take care of you.
Dad, you can't even take care of yourself.
Hey, I am doing just fine on my own. Thank you very much.
Oh, really? So how come you're not wearing any socks?
I had a minor disagreement with a clothes dryer.
Just face it, Dad. You need me. And I'm moved out, and that's what bothers you.
No. No, what bothers me is for the first time in my life, I was ashamed of it. I would have never thought that would have ever been possible.
He walks off the dance floor. Violet is left standing alone. She runs up the stairs to her apartment as the phone rings inside.
Hey, it's me. Leave a message after the meet.
Violet, I've just finished work, and in a few hours, I'm going to unload 3 disgusting fish trucks. I thought maybe you'd like to come and give me a hand, but
okay,
you're
I'm
not
coming,
in, or you're not picking up, so I'll call back, because I'm hoping one day you will want to talk.
Kevin, hello?
She sighs and sits down.
Kevin, hello? It's me. I'm here.
Is this Violet Sanford?
Yes?
I'm calling from Riverview Medical Center. We have a patient here by the name of William James Sanford. Is that your father?
Violet sits anxiously in the medical center corridor.
Violet Sanford?
Yeah?
Your dad's in recovery right now. The car struck him on his right side while he was walking to the booth. His right leg is broken, and there was some arterial damage we had to go in and repair. But other than that, it's just a lot of bumps and bruises. I'd say he's a pretty lucky guy.
Gloria arrives in her wedding dress.
Violet? I told you don't come down here. It's your wedding night. Oh, are you kidding? That Danny's been in my family for 5 minutes. He's been in my family my whole life.
Gloria hugs her friend. Bill's right leg is in plaster. He lies sleeping on a gurney. Violet watches from the doorway. She moves into the room. Bill stares. Violet takes his hand.
I'm sorry.
love you so much.
I never did thank you for the dance.
It's okay. It's all right.
He dozes off, still holding her hand. Outside her apartment, Violet sees a box of returned mail. It's a demo tape she sent out. A note from the postman reads, "Dear tenant, these did not fit in your mailbox." She prizes out one package.
My tapes.
She tips the box over the banisters. The packages drop out over the side. She sits impatiently by the phone.
Come on, just call him. Just pick up the phone and call him.
Kevin escorts a lady to his place.
Told you, this place is a palace.
It's pretty late. Are you sure you want to do this now?
Well, here's my door. Not turning back now. Come on in.
Oh, you are so right. This place is a palace.
I like you.
This is a great idea. I'm so glad.
Hidden from view, Violet walks out.
Nice strong pulse.
Don't look at me like that. I'm a sick man.
You can eat whatever you want now, but when we go back home, it's egg whites and lean cuisines. I'll see you later, Bill.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, until we go home?
Oh, I'm moving back. I couldn't do it. I couldn't sing my songs. I was afraid.
Do you know why Mommy quit?
Yeah, she told me, because she couldn't do it.
No, that's not it. She wasn't afraid, Vi. Your mother on stage, oh, she was amazing.
Then why'd she quit?
Because of me. Right after you were born, she told me she wanted to quit. And I let her. See, I knew how good she was, but I never told her. I loved her more than anything, and I just went on and pretended that there was no other choice.
Dad, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. I'm not gonna make the same mistake twice. You're not going back to work for Pete. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many bars you have to stand on. You are not coming home. I'm not letting you back in the house. Forget it.
She hugs her dad.
You wearing cologne?
No. Oh, wow, that's just a splash of Old Spice.
Where'd you get Old Spice?
That nice red-headed nurse gave it to me as a gift. And she asked me out for coffee. I'm scared.
You gonna go on a date?
God, a date. I better buy a pair of socks.
Violet practices in her apartment. Later, she helps her dad home.
Okay, come on in here. Watch out for the... Okay.
Bill thumps his foot down on the table. She goes back to the notice board. A notice reads, "Songwriters showcase every Sunday at the Bowery Ballroom. CD submissions care of Lindsay Morgan." She records her songs on her computer. She titles a song, "Can't Fight the Moonlight," and burns a CD copy. Later, she works behind a bar. Lil walks in.
Okay, if I ate here at the bar?
Do you have a reservation?
Yeah. It's under, cast iron, heartless bitch.
Could it be under stubborn and pigheaded?
Yes. That's the one. I'll have a double water on the rocks, please.
How'd you find me?
Cammy. She told me about your pop. Sorry to hear about that.
He's okay.
Good.
So am I.
Yeah, I can see that. What's good to eat here?
Lil, you didn't come here to eat. What do you want?
Okay. I just wanted to let you know you can come back to the bar whenever you want.
I appreciate the offer, but I'm okay here.
I figured that. You are never a lifer. I'm married to that bar. Hell, I'd sleep there if I had the guts to walk around barefoot. But it's me, you know? I'm the original coyote. Just a small town gal trying to make it in the big bad city.
Small town gal?
Piedmont, North Dakota. You ever tell anyone that? I'll kill you. Take care, Jersey.
You have one new message.
I have one message in 8 hours. How pathetic am I?
Violet, this is Lindsay Morgan from the Bowery Ballroom. Listen, we loved your CD, and we want you to play in our songwriter showcase next Sunday night. You're on at 10 sharp, so drop your music by the club, and the house band can learn your song. Now, if you have any questions, don't be afraid to give me a shout. See you Sunday.
Here are the keys to the apartment. It's all yours.
I can't thank you enough for subleasing me this place. You don't know how long I loved.
And when's your boyfriend moving in?
He's actually coming in tomorrow from Boston.
It's historic, guys. This is the first night I've closed early in 3 years.
Ta-da!
You hang that outside for me? Hey, Lou, you got that number I asked you about?
Yep.
So why are you moving to Chicago?
Figure that out when I get there.
Kevin leaves, a new lady tenant and answers his phone.
Hello?
Hey, do yourself a favor and look at page 137 of the voice.
I can't believe your name's in the paper. I'm getting this framed.
Dad, if you're not ready in 5 minutes, I'm gonna leave without you.
Keep your pants on, will you? I'm physically challenged. Only got 3 rolls of film. I hope that's enough.
Dad, I'm only singing one song.
Right. I'll go get another one.
They pull up at the toll booth.
Hey, Bill. My kid's singing tonight at some club in the city. She's a little nervous. Hey, maybe you could give us a 1, 2, 3 for luck.
You got it. All right, let's give it up for Bill Sanford's daughter. Light him up. 1, 2, 3.
The tolls flash and bells ring.
Oh, look, Vi. I can't do this.
She pulls the car around.
Did I mention to you that I was recently in a horrific car accident?
I can't do this. I gotta go back.
Violet, listen to me. Are you listening?
Yes.
You have nothing to be afraid of. You're already a star.
Dad, what are you talking about? I'm a nobody.
If you're such a nobody, then why did I buy this off Pete for $20?
It's a clocking in card.
Why do you have that?
I saw it on the wall, decided I wanted the first autograph. I figured it'd be a damn good investment. Now, what are you waiting for? I didn't spend 3 months in physical therapy just to take a ride to the state line. You got me?
Yeah, I got you. So what do you say, Vi? How about another Yui?
Violet swings the car back around.
You guys call it a 1, 2, 3? Well, let's do it again. This time I want to feel chills.
Here goes Bill again. He's back for 6. Come on, now let's get him all we got. Woo! Let's go!
The only reason why I came down here tonight is to see her fall on her face.
Oh, take it easy, Rachel. It's supposed to be a fun night out.
Excuse me?
I'm cool. Don't worry about it.
Hi, good evening, ladies. Can I help you?
No.
No.
Let's pack, Lindsay. The house band has been on for 15 minutes. If she's not here in 5, she's bumped.
They pull up outside.
Now that we're here, I'm feeling a little nervous.
Thank you, Mr. Sanford.
Oh, probably just the car sick. Forget I mentioned it. I'm fine. Have a great show.
Bye. Get your butt in there. Come on, we're right behind you.
Break a leg, sweetie.
Ladies and gentlemen, making her Bowery Ballroom debut, Miss Violet Sanford.
Violet is on stage as the spotlights come on. Bill, Gloria, and the Coyotes all watch with anticipation. The band wait for Violet to come in. She swallows nervously.
I'm sorry.
A hand pulls a lever backstage. The lights go out. Violet turns smiling. Kevin smiles off stage. Violet begins to sing in the darkness.
Under love sky, gonna be with you, and no one's gonna be alive. If you think that you won't fall, well, just wait until the sun goes down. Underneath the starlight, there's a magical feeling so high. It will take you in tonight. You can try
the light back on full. Violet moves and sings with confidence. Snaps photos. Gloria beams up at her friend. Kevin locks eyes with Violet and smiles. The photos sit together.
Come on, baby, shake it! Hey, stop talking about baby, now shake it!
Don't do it, Rach. It's a big guy and you're still on probation.
Don't worry, those classes are really paying off.
Good.
Rachel sucker punches the heckler. Months later at Coyote Ugly. The song comes on the jukebox. Rachel, Zoe and Cammy dance on the bar. Bill is on a date with the red-headed nurse. A banner behind the bar reads, "Congratulations, Jersey."
Okay, let's give a big Coyote welcome to Leanne Rice.
You can try.
Singer Leanne Rice begins performing Violet's song.
So tell me, what do you do when you realize that all your dreams have come true?
Pay off all debts.
Violet hands Kevin the Spider-Man comic.
Volume 129, the original appearance of the Punisher. The one I cost you.
Thank you.
Lil is training a new coyote who drops a bottle of spirit. Rachel smiles briefly at Violet. As the crowd chant, Leanne beckons Violet onto the bar. She duets with Leanne.
Night and auction off the most handsome little hottie in the place.
Violet, come on, you can't do this to me again.
Here it is, girls.
She points at her dad.
Come on, dad. Okay, ladies, the bidding will start at $25.
Nobody wants this. What are you getting me into, Violet?
$25. You said you wanted a more active social life.
Bill starts to strut.
Take some of it off!
Bill starts to slip off his jeans.
Put some of it on! Yeah, baby!
Bill dances with the coyotes.
Yeah. All right, Jersey!
Bill gestures to his date up the bet. She calls out,
I'm gonna spend $50!
Jones! I've got to let you know.
Hey! I'm a guy artist!
Your father has no problem with stage fright.
So tell me, what do you do when you realize all your dreams have come true?
Kevin and Violet smile. Looking into each other's eyes, they lean and kiss tenderly. The end.